Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
International Divine Intervention Day program. I'm your host along with Ms. Principal LeBron. I'm going to be your facilitator this morning. We want to get started this morning with our praise and worship. So we're going to ask you to stand by because we've got a lengthy program this morning that will take us through until 8:30 a.m. this morning. So we're going to ask you all to still get on the phone and please call someone. If you're scheduled to be on program, please press 1. If you're scheduled to be on program this morning, please, please press 1 if you're scheduled to be on program. As those who are presenting, we're going to ask that you kindly mute your phone when you're not presenting so that it does not bring interference to the studio here where we are. We're going to ask you to do that. And when it's your time, remember that you may be on mute. Please remember that you may be on mute and kindly unmute yourselves. So we certainly want to get started this morning because we've got a lot to cover. And we're going to go right into our praise and worship and ask you all to listen to this song.
Jesus, I surrender all.
right. Good morning, and thank you for that praise and worship. But this time we're going to go right to Principal LeBron because we have a lot to cover this morning for our International Divine Intervention Day, where our theme is how to receive and keep your healing. Again, if you're on program this morning, please press 1 on your dial. We're still waiting for Sister Sandra Edwards to phone in. So if you all know Sister Edwards, if you'd be kind enough to contact her, unless she's calling us in from a different number, please let me know someone. And we're also looking for, I believe it's Sister, let's see here, Sister Tristan Stevenson as well. They're scheduled to be on the program, and they're not coming up in the queue. Sister Marie Sargent as well. And let's see, if you all would be so kind to contact these individuals. Sister Joanne Smith as well. We have quite a few people that are scheduled to be on the program, and we're not seeing them all. Okay, thank you also very much, Connie, for that. Sister Yvonne Evans as well. I'm not seeing her in the queue either. She's our speaker. All right, this time we're going to go right to our work, welcome, and purpose. Ms. LeBron, good morning, Ms. LeBron, and Happy New Year to all of you all who haven't been on the program this year.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dr. Walker. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day that, you know, we can actually start this Sabbath day, you know, with singing and praising and just listening to testimony and just being awake and knowing that God, the Spirit of God is here. He's with us. We have a special program this morning, which we will have a speaker, Sister Evans, to bring us the word this morning. So, you know, it's like the Holy Spirit actually woke me up this morning because I, you know, almost completely forgot, but he just woke me up, you know, and that's what God does. He wakes us up just to be near him, just to be in his presence, just to be sitting in his presence and speaking to him and praying and just talking to him. It's just an awesome thing to be in the presence of God. So I welcome each and every one of you. And if you have a friend, if you know someone, just dial and just call them. Tell them, hey, wake up. Let's get into the presence of God. Let's get into, you know, in his surrounding to see what God has for us. So with that, I welcome you, each and every one of you, for coming on board this morning and to just to listen to the word of God. Now let's go before the throne of God. Dear Heavenly Father in heaven, we thank you so much for waking us up, for giving us breath of life this morning, and for allowing us to be in your presence, Father in heaven, as you commune with us, as we sit and listen to your word that you have for us. Help us, our ears to be attentive, our hearts to be receptive, and the words that we will hear will be edifying to us, Lord Jesus. We ask that you forgive us for our sins. Cleanse us from any and all unrighteousness, Father in heaven. Prepare us for the kingdom. Prepare us for that meeting where we will see you face to face. We can't wait. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mr. Brown.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. At this time, we're going to go into the Word of God. We're going to be hearing from Sister Rochelle Wahlberg. I hope I'm pronouncing that word, that name correctly, but she will be bringing us into the word, giving us a scripture reading and its interpretation. Sister Rochelle?
Great. Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Just want to, again, extend a very warm welcome. And my part is brief. It's 2 to 3 minutes. So I'm going to dive right into it. One of my favorite texts is taken from 1 Peter 2:4-5. And it reads, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And this is really referencing the sanctuary or the temple model that the God's people, the Israelites, built, which serves as an object lesson for the healing and remedy of the human soul. And that is the theme, how to receive our healing and keep it. So just want to quickly go over some steps. The first is we have to admit that we are powerless. Mark 2:17 tells us, Jesus said to them, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. So we must admit our inability to heal ourselves, that our lives are unmanageable and that we need a savior. And then we believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to healing and to sanity. So we must know the truth about God, that he is in the saving business, not the condemning business, and that he has the ability to heal us. We all know John 3:16. And then we make a decision to turn our lives over to the care of God. We must choose to open our hearts to God as best as we understand him and let his power transform and heal us from within. He exhorts us to come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. And then we continue to make a searching and fearless moral inventory for ourselves. But we are God's building, and and we are to be, and I love this, as living stones. We're not to be of a dead substance, but we are as living stones that have been pulled out of the quarry of this world. And all joined together, we will become that building that is in the holy city, his sanctuary. So I'm going to encourage you to go back to 1 Peter 2, 4-5. Reflect on John 3:16 and Matthew 11:28. The invitation is there. We must accept it. We must receive it, and then take the steps in our faith to continue keeping that healing remedy.
Okay. Well, having said that, we want to thank you, Sister Wahlberg. It's nice to hear your voice once again, and thank you for being there with us this morning. At this time, we're going to, I need to just find out, I may have gotten some numbers wrong. Good morning once again to all of you all who may just be joining us. Sister Edwards, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. Sister Edwards, I think I dialed someone this morning thinking that it was you, and I certainly, I'm sorry I woke that person up. So
that's
we're still... Well, it's probably not okay to that person that I woke up earlier this morning. I feel so bad about that. Obviously, I had the wrong number. All right, this time we're going to have an early morning testimony. We're going to have a very early morning testimony by Brother Peter Jones. Brother Jones, we understand that your testimony is very, very long. So we're going to ask you to do maybe part one of it, and then, you know, as we progress the program in the next 2 weeks, then you can do part two and then part three in the third session. And people that want to hear it, they will call back in at that time. But, Brother Jones, we don't want to be impolite on the line, on the air, but this program will go fast. It will almost be like it only was 20 to 30 minutes. So we're going to ask if you would kindly keep your testimony to maybe 3 minutes this morning, if it's possible to do that. And if you hear me saying amen quite a bit, that means we're running out of time. Please, sir, and please take heed to that. All of us, you all, including me, the program goes real fast. It will cut us off. It will really cut us off, and we'll miss the blessing. All right. Good morning, Brother Jones, and we'd love to hear your testimony this morning, part one of it.
Yeah, good morning. Happy Sabbath to everyone. Well, it all started, I was driving. I dropped my brother to work, and I was on my way home. I started to feel some pain, and I'm saying to myself, I've never felt this pain before because I'm a diabetic. So I'm driving, and the more I drive, I feel the pain more intense. So I was about to go through the light, and the light turned from green to red to go over into the hospital. So I'm imagine I'm there and I'm saying to myself, man, I need to get to the hospital. So when I got to the hospital, it was like about 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm saying to myself, I won't find the parking because they are changing shift. And I'm going to leave this car right in the middle of the way. Imagine having a heart attack and I'm, you know, thinking about those things. And it so happened that I went in and it wasn't a handicapped parking. It was a regular parking. And I'm saying to myself, look at this. Even in my distress, God is already looking out for me. I was able to park the car and I went in. And when I went in, I said to the nurse, I said, nurse, I'm a diabetic and I don't feel well. And she said, okay, let's put you in the back because you don't look well. They took me in and they ran some tests and she came back and she said to me, you know, did you know that you were driving, having a heart attack for the last 10 minutes? And I said, whoa. And then they ran some more tests and they said, unfortunately, we cannot do anything for you at this hospital. We have to take you down to the main hospital. So, you know, right there and then in God's presence, you know, you were showing up already because he had a purpose for me and he had something for my life. So anyway, they took me down to the hospital and they put in 3 stents in my body. And after 8 months, my body rejected the stent. So in the next 2 weeks, I will continue and give you more of it. May what I have said this morning touch your heart, knowing that God is always in control, no matter what the circumstances may be. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Peter. And we certainly look forward to part 2 of this testimony. And you can also just reiterate briefly part 1. For those that may just be joining us in the next 2 weeks. At this time, we're going to go now back to Principal LeBron for our early morning brief focus point. Ms. LeBron.
Yes, good morning. This devotional is taken from The Hope of Glory. Today is January 15th. The title of it is They Did Nothing. And they said to the mountain and the rock, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. And that's taken from Revelation 6, verse 16. It was truly a shocking story. The staff working at a computer store heard a terrible sound coming from the store next door. They heard a woman pleading for her life and what was sounded like an act of a terrible violence taking place. They did nothing to intervene while the woman was being murdered by a female co-worker just a few feet away. They didn't call 911 or even alert the security guard working at the store. The thought that people would stand by while someone was being murdered defies belief. Yet every single day, many people, including many of God's people, stand by and do nothing to help those who are losing their eternal life. Not a day passes where Satan does not persuade people to be lost forever. But God has spoken clearly to his own, imploring them to do something to make a difference. Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 19, go ye therefore make disciples of all nations. God continues to call upon his people to do something to reach the dying. What can God do through you to reach someone for Jesus? When disaster strikes, people typically come out in force to help those who have been tragically affected. Disaster struck Earth 6,000 years ago, and today God is looking for people who are willing to help the victim of that tragedy. Missionaries must be found to travel faraway places to tell people of a loving God that they have never heard of. And missionaries are needed in workplaces, on college campuses, in neighborhoods, and in households here at home. On that great day when Jesus returns, the lost are going to call out to the mountains and the rocks and say, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. One lost person is one too many. Tell God today that you are willing to be used by him to reach someone for eternity, and he will use you to shine the light of the gospel into someone's life. My friends, this morning you heard it. They did nothing. Today, do something for Jesus. Tell him that you are willing to talk to someone, anyone that comes in your path. As a matter of fact, just ask them, Lord, who can I talk to today? Put them in my path so that I can tell them about your love and your soon return, because Jesus is soon to return, and we must be ready. And not only must we get ourselves ready, but we have to tell others that Jesus is coming soon. Be blessed.
All right. Amen for that. Thank you so very much, Principal LeBron. We're going to do with this morning's program. We're missing, I believe, I may have some incorrect numbers. We're looking, if you're online and you're scheduled to be on program, press 1. Many of you have already done so. Don't press 1 again because it will take you out of the queue. We're still looking for Sister Trelita Stevenson. Sister Stevenson, are you online? Sister Stevenson? Trelita Stevenson? Okay, how about Sister Elaine Scott? Sister Scott, are you online? All right, we don't have them on. If you all know them, they're scheduled to be on program, and someone would be kind enough to contact them. And those are the two names that we're missing this morning. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and continue with our program with having our first testimony by Sister Jean. Sister Jean, thank you for getting up early this morning to be part of our program. Sister Jean?
Happy Shabbat to my family. God is good because I'm thankful to be alive today to have a testimony to tell the world how great God is. I had a business, a restaurant and a grocery store. And so one morning I had a little 7-year-old boy. We traveled together. And so one morning my devotional reading was about you know, being safe, you know. And so we read the devotional reading, and I went out to work. About 5 o'clock in the morning, two men came in the store. I had two men working, you know, they were in the kitchen cooking. And so two men came in the kitchen. I was standing at the cash register, have a cup of tea, drinking, but it was not too hot because, you know, in busy, you sip and you walk around. And so when these two boys came in, one reaching under his shirt, he took out a gun. He put it in my face. He said, I'm to give him all the money. And the Spirit of God, the voice of God say, he can't shoot you. As plain as my brother talking on the phone, he say, can't shoot you. Then I throw the tea in the boy's face. He lay the gun down on the floor, wipe his eyes out, and then I rush in the kitchen where the two guys were cooking, thinking that they would burn the man up with the hot oil or so. But they froze up. They didn't do nothing. And the guy wiped his eyes out, came in the kitchen, put the gun in my neck back, feeling the gun point in my neck back again. I rush out, just turn around and grab him. And the gun fell out of his hand and hit me in my foot. And it went through just beside my knee and come through that fat place. And it's the shot tear up the building. When I look next minute, all my blood was on the ground. I take out my phone. I had my phone on my side. I called 911. I told them what happened. The lady keep talking to me. She said, we are on our way. Keep talking to me. And at one point I said, Mom, I'm going out now. And so God is so good. I'm alive. And I was off for 5 weeks. The doctor gave me a walker to walk with. After 5 weeks, I go to the Lord. I say, Jesus, you didn't let me born to be like this, to walk with any walker. And the Spirit of God allowed me to take the walker right out to the roadside. I could have leaned it up in my garage. I said, no, I took it right out to the road and put it out there for the truck to take it up. And thank God, I am walking today. The doctor told me I wouldn't walk again. But praise God, I never use a walker from that day onward till today. Praise God. It's longer, but I don't want to take up more time. God is good. And let all of us believe God is real. He's real. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Sister Jean, thank you for that wonderful testimony this morning. That that is really inspiring that you believe. You came close to death at the begun, not once, but twice. And God, the voice of God spoke and said he cannot shoot you. And you believe. That is a powerful testimony. Powerful testimony. This time we're getting ready to go right into prayer. And once again, I'm asking if Sister Terlita Stevenson is on the line. Sister Stevenson, are you there? Sister Elaine Scott, are you there? All right, so we're still missing those individuals who were scheduled to be with us this morning. If you all are there, you may want to press 1 on your dial. Sister Terlita Stevenson or Sister Elaine Scott, if either one of you all are present, please speak up. Let's go here. All right, we're going to go into prayer with Sister Edwards this morning. And so the format for the prayer is if you are having a special prayer, this is International Divine Intervention Day. This serves the purpose for asking God to intervene into the affairs of humanity, into the affairs of mankind, whereas we're not dependent on God, on man. We're dependent on God. So the phone lines are open. If you're having a discussion or anything, we can hear you. Any noise, we can hear you at this time because you're unmuted over here. And so please be mindful of that. And Sister Edwards is going to take pad and pencil, give her your name, and give her your prayer request. Give her your name and your prayer request, and we'll close it out after about 3, and then we have 2 more prayer warriors that will come on. At this time, Sister Edwards.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened. That's all enemy girl. Lord Jesus.
We're getting someone's conversation in the background. If you be mindful, we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. We're hearing you. Someone just said, I don't know what happened, but we're getting your noise in the background. Please. All right, Sister Edwards, if you'll go ahead and get the prayer request.
I'm on.
Are there any prayer requests?
Brother Eddie, Brother Walker?
Yes.
This is Sister Arrington. I'd like a prayer request for traveling mercies for my son and salvation for my son and healing for myself. I've been struggling with some vertebrae that are herniated and some pain. Thank you.
Okay. Did you get that, Sister Edwards?
Sister Walker asked for healing and for traveling mercies for her son.
That was Sister Arrington. Sister Arrington.
Arrington, okay.
Yes, my son's name is Nico. He's traveling to New York to see his sisters. And just praying for traveling mercies and also for his salvation, his sisters, that they would influence him to come back to the Lord. And for myself, for physical healing. I have some herniated vertebrae that are flaring up. Thank you.
Good morning, Sister Bates. Would love to request prayers for my children and prayers for myself. I have some pains in both shoulders. Could pray for me for healing.
Your name, ma'am?
Hilda Bates, Sister Bates.
Bates.
Okay. Yes.
I'm Sister Maclagan, and I'm requesting prayer for my children that they will come to accept Jesus as their personal savior from sin. And I'm also requesting prayer for my client. She has I think the cancer must be in stage 5 or 4. And she keeps crying all night, all day for pain. I'm asking if you could pray for her that if it's God's will, she get healing, or if it's God's will, to subside the pain for her.
What's your name, sister?
Her name is Harriet Mindell.
What's your name?
My name is Dorothy McLagan.
Last name, McLagan?
McLagan, McLeggan.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
This Principal LeBron, I'd like to just ask request prayer for, first of all, our school, New Bethel, Adventist Christian Academy, just for the parents and the students as well, as we go through this pandemic, that God will keep them safe. And also on my personal, that God will, there's a decision that is has to be made for this weekend, that God will intervene on my behalf.
Okay, we'll go to the throne of grace on those notes. Just before we do, Talita Stevenson, are you online, or Sister Elaine Scott? Okay, they're not online, so I'm sorry, you all. I apologize for constantly asking for their numbers, or their names, that is. We'll try to go on with our program as scheduled. All right, Sister Edwards, if you'll seek the throne of grace at this time.
Okay. Oh, eternal Abba, Father, we thank you for giving us life this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for blessing us with Jesus as our Savior and his soon coming. Lord, we bring these precious souls before you this morning. Sister Arrington needs healing, Lord, and she's needing traveling mercies for her son and his sister. Father, please be with them. Lord, you know their needs. Father, please be with Sister Bates for herself, the pain in both shoulders, and for her children, Lord, in their salvation. Thank you, Father. And we're praying for Sister McLagan, her children, to accept Jesus. And, Lord, for her client with cancer, that she gets help, Lord, and for the pain or that healing. Her name's Harriet. And, Father, we also pray for Principal LeBron, that her school will have you to intervene now to help them, Lord, with this pandemic that's going on. And, Father, we also ask you to help her with the decision that she has to make this weekend. Father, all these things we bring to you and more, you know exactly what to do for them. You know exactly what their situations are. Lord, you see these things, and we're giving it to your hands because you know what's best. And we're asking these things to be done, Lord, in the precious and powerful name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Thank you in advance. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Principal LeBron, at this time, if you'll take over praise report, see if we have one or two people that will give a short praise report.
Okay. At this time, we have a testimony from Sister Jean. Sister Jean?
She already gave her testimony. No, now we're talking about a praise report. Sister Jean already gave her testimony.
At this time, we are going to give God the praise and give God the glory. Because a lot of times, if you don't tell of what God has done for you, those blessings, it's like he gives you those blessings for a purpose. He doesn't give you those blessings to keep it to yourself. But if you tell others of what God how God has blessed you, that will be able to be a blessing for someone else. We're going to ask for Terlita Stevenson. for a testimony or anyone that has a praise report right now that would like to just unmute and give a praise report of what God has done for them.
I just want to give a praise report for my grandson.
Okay.
He got himself castrated, and he was still in the jail for 1 year and 8 months. And God has been so good to us that he gave him that relief, you know, that he will be able to come home and to be with us. So to God be the glory. We were praying for this for a very long time. The prayer line was praying for a very long time that God will deliver him. And yes, God has allowed the judge to rule in his favor that he's able to come home. So to God be the glory. Great things he has done. Amen.
Praise God.
I would like to give a praise report. When I learned about country living, I told the Lord that, Lord, you buy me a piece of land, you know, I will do what I have to do. And God bought me a piece of land 2 years now, but I have not been able to be building on the land. I've been talking to the Lord about it for a while. I've gone through a lot of things, you know. But yesterday someone called me to say, Sister Leon, I have a proposition for you, and I want you to pray about it, and I will pray about it. But I am willing to do the work to put up to build your home for you. You know, I didn't have anybody. And I would have to hire a contractor that was going to cost me a lot of money. And so he says, don't hire a contractor. I will do the work. I have friends that will help me to do the work. And by the time you come home, you will have your house to go into. And I was just praising God, because we must know that we cannot generate a thought for ourselves. And when a thought comes into someone's heart or their mind, it is either from the devil or it's from God. The devil don't help anyone to build in no country room or anything. So that must be from God. And I'm praising God this morning for knowing my needs and giving me the desires of my heart. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Is there anyone else?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say good morning and happy Sabbath to our brothers and sisters and our visiting friends. Just want to give God thanks this morning because my husband contracted the virus, the coronavirus, and he's not a young man, but praise be to God, he went through a lot, and weakness and illnesses, coughs and different ailments, and sometimes he even felt as if he was going to die. And so last week he said, take me to the emergency room. So I took him, and the doctor said, you know, the most people who come in with this coronavirus are the people who have been vaccinated and boosted, but he did not take the thing. He really kind of was leaning towards it, and I tried to tell him, I said, let's build up our immune system and give God the praise. Go into some natural, that's how God wants it, and don't lean to man-made medication. He said, well, you know, whatever. Anyhow, we went on. But this week, he has been getting better and better and better and better. He can walk and he can talk and he can breathe. And so I just want to give God thanks for his mercy. It's not the, all the medication that we take or the whatever we take before we take our natural stuff that we concoct up, you know, with the, you know, garlic and lemon and oranges and whatever. God has to breathe his holy ointment. And so we know that God is our God. He's our healer God. And so I just want to give God thanks this morning publicly for working such a miracle in our lives. And my husband is still alive, and praise God, he's getting better. He's not getting worse. And so praise be to God. Praise be to God, our healer God. We worship you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I am thanking the Lord myself for being so good, so kind to me, because all this stuff, I am going around, I'm in church and everywhere else, and he keep me safe from getting this virus. So he's worthy, his name is worthy to be praised, and I'm going to praise him as long as I live. As long as he keep me breathing my body, I'm going to praise him. And I hope every one of us search yourself and just praise God and thank him. Don't take nothing for granted, but praise him with all our heart. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, amen to that.
One more praise.
We have one more. Go ahead, Ms. LeBron. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm asking, can we have one more praise report?
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Could you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, good morning, Dr. Walker, Principal LeBron, Pastor Roland, everyone on the call. This is Sister Marjorie. I'm just going to say thank God for seeing us all through last year, 21. Now we're in 22. We just thank God for that, and that you continue to protect my family and myself and everyone through this year and keep us safe from the virus. Thank you all.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you all, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Yes. Just before, as we get ready to go with our next testimony, well, this will actually serve for it. The Lord placed in my spirit a few weeks ago that he wanted me to show people some things that I've done that could assist them in becoming financially stable and actually financially independent. And he placed that in my heart a few weeks ago, and I had a talk with my own children. And it was such a impactful discussion that they encouraged me to outline a program that could help families in their situations. So I decided to go in prayer with that, and the Lord did reveal this even more impactfully. You know how when the Lord, this is a testimony I'm giving, when the Lord places something on your heart, and it's almost like it doesn't stop, and no matter what you're doing, that thought still remains with you, and everything that you do turns towards that. That's when there's a compelling spirit that comes over you. I believe Moses had that. I believe David had that. A number of the people in the Bible had that compelling spirit. It's almost like you're pushed to do this thing. I believe Jonah had that, and that's why when, after he came out of the belly of a whale, he was running to where God had intended for him to go. Well, he wants me to do these financial workshops and having professionals come on to help people with their situation. So, you can go to my website, drjessewalker.com, drjessewalker.com, And you can register for those. And if you register tonight after, you know, or tonight, because it's the 15th, it'll give you the information that you need right there. You will want to be a part of this because it's scheduled for the 25th, Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. And let me tell you, there have been so many people just from talking with them that want this because they're trying to figure out how are they going to survive during these times. So you may want to go ahead and take a look at that at some point and be blessed. To God be the glory on that, because I know that God has given me a formula that will help other people, that will work, and I've seen it work not only in my life, but in other people's lives as well. All right, this time we're going to go to the throne of grace. We don't have a couple of people that are scheduled to be on program, so we will fill in. I just gave one testimony, and at this time, Principal LeBron will seek the throne of grace by going as our prayer warrior. And so at this time, you can unmute your phone. If you have a special prayer request, give her your name. If you want to intercede for someone, give your name and give the person's name who you're praying to intercede for, whether it's a spouse, a significant other, whether it's your children, a coworker, a friend, family member, even your church. In these times, we're facing some crucial times right now. So at this time, give her your special prayer request. We'll take about three of those, and then we'll move on.
Yes. Good morning again, Principal LeBron. This is Sister Marjorie. I would like to ask for prayer for my family and myself, and also for Dr. Walker in all the things that he's planning to do, and also for Pastor Roll and his family, and for everyone on the call, for them and for everyone in Radio Land, that God will continue to protect us and bless us and keep us safe. Thank you.
Principal LeBron, did you get that?
Is there anyone else?
Principal LeBron, I would like to have a special prayer request. We have an ambassador to Haiti. Her name is Sister Dana. She's excited to be the ambassador to Haiti. She's leaving to go to Haiti early February, and we're praying for safe travels for her and her family. And she's also going to be spearheading collaboration with my organization and a trustworthy, incredible organization over in Haiti. We were on the phone with Haiti last night. Good. He is one of our targets, Haiti, Jamaica, Africa, Mexico, and the United States. And so Haiti is the first country that we're sending some goods to and supplies at the end of this month. So she's already made the connection. So we're praying for a special prayer request that God would grant her safe travels over there, and that this mission that we're doing will impact Haiti. And then next, Jamaica. So we're praying for Haiti right now. Is there anyone else? If not, we will seek the throne of grace.
Yes, Dr. Walker?
Yes.
Principal LeBron, my name is Pastor Castell Roll. And I'd like to have a special prayer for Dr. Jesse Walker. He's carrying a great burden, the burden of this ministry and establishing ministries and trying to keep one encouraged and trying to, carrying out the great mandate of God. And we want to pray, that we continue to hold his hands up as Aaron and Hur held Moses' hands up. And as long as they did that, Moses was victorious. And we want to pray that Dr. Walker will be victorious in all of his endeavors, because he's putting his heart, mind, and soul in this great ministry. And he has greatly encouraged me. Sister Marjorie invited me on this show, and I just caught the virus of his enthusiasm, you know, to reach out and just to help hurting humanity. And so especially, long story short, we definitely want to keep Dr. Walker in prayer, that he will continue to have the vision and keep encouraging others and helping others in this great, great, great endeavor that he's embarking upon.
Thank you for that, Pastor Rawls.
Thank you, Pastor. Okay, with those three, we're going to go ahead and go before the throne of grace. We're going to ask that you open up your heart and receive as we speak to the Lord in prayer. I will lift up my eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. O Lord, our God, we are before you, Lord, as sinful men and women, Father in heaven. But we are here, we are seeking your face. We are here because you loved us so much, Father in heaven, that you have seen something in us that we don't see in ourselves, Father in heaven. You see a potential, Father in heaven, how that you can save us, Father in heaven, when we cannot even save ourselves. Father in heaven, we are here this morning, Father in heaven, to lift burdens up to you, Father. As you said on your word, Lord, that bring our burdens to you and leave them, Father in heaven, that you will answer them. You will lift our burdens, Father. Father in heaven, Lord, we lift up Sister Marjorie. She is praying for her family, Father in heaven. We ask that you put a hedge of protection around her family. Father in heaven, you know the very hairs that are on our head, Father in heaven. You know everything that is about us, Father. So that we ask for special protection for her family, for her ministry, Father in heaven, oh Lord. When we're asking, oh Lord, for Pastor Roll, oh Lord, that is answering your call, that would like to come on to help this ministry to flourish, Father. Lord, you have given Dr. Walker a vision, Lord, to have ambassadors, Lord, going to different countries, going everywhere from Jamaica to Haiti to Africa to all these places, Father in heaven. So send I you, Lord, Isaiah have answered this call that he will go, Lord. Dr. Walker is answering this call. I will go, O Lord. Father in heaven, we ask that you, as Sister Dana will be traveling to go to Haiti to serve others, to bring resources and goods on this mission trip, Father in heaven, that you guide her and protect her. Because we know that sometimes in these diverse places, Lord, there are the opposition, Father in heaven, that is trying to distract your work, Father in heaven, oh Lord. So we ask for safety. We ask that you put a hedge of protection around her. We ask that she can safely go there, Father in heaven, and do the mission, accomplish the mission, and come back safely. Father in heaven, oh Lord, we are near to your to the end, and we know that you are soon to return, Father in heaven. We ask that you please, Lord, place in our hearts, Father in heaven, that we may do something for you, oh Lord, because we want to serve you at our greatest capacity that you have given us, oh Lord. We don't want to sit on the sideline and just do nothing. We want to complete your work, Father in heaven. So we ask that you be with every one of us on a call today, Father in heaven, that you may inspire us to do your work, Father in heaven. As Dr. Martin Luther King has once quoted, he said, life's most persistent, urgent question is, what are you going to do for others, oh Lord? So you're asking us today, what are we going to do for others? How are we going to reach
out to others? How are we going to help them in this mission, Father in heaven? Help us to answer that call this morning, Father in heaven, and to be able to do your work. We ask you, and we ask that you forgive us for our sins, O Lord. Cleanse us from any and all unrighteousness, O Lord. Create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, a spirit, Father in heaven, that will be able to answer to that call to help others and to join Dr. Walker in this mission. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful prayer. I'm just so impactful. And, you know, I just want all of us to know that all of us who are on this line, all of the staff that we have, all of the volunteers even that we have, we're so grateful for especially the people behind the scenes whose voice you don't ever really hear. You know, Ms. Woodbury is one of those, and I just want to give thanks to her for all that she does behind the scenes. Ms. Williams, Ms. Althea Williams is our executive vice president. She's very shy that she never comes out. Even Sister Marjorie, one of our premier sponsors, it's the whole team. It's not just me. It's God has put together a dynamic team of people, and we're always seeking other people. We lost one of our community outreach directors because they were so overwhelmed with their day job, and God blessed them, did a fine job, but, you know, God doesn't, you know, he moves real quick. But we got another community outreach director that's excited, that's not only going to be the community outreach director, but she's also going to be instrumental in making an impact with Jamaica next month. So, you know, the people that are coming in, they're not working for me. The mission is all about God. He's just using me as a vessel for an outlet. So it's, I trust me, you all, I remain humble over here. And there are times I was on the phone with Pastor Rowe last night, and I told him that I was feeling a little weary. And so I thank him for his contribution, because sometimes it's not easy. It's like I'm doing 2 to 3 full-time jobs just in this mission. And at the same time, I'm still trying to study so that I can take this exam in July. So it takes me even away from that. So I want all of the people who are here to be lifted up in prayer. And the miracles, just like Sister Jean gave her testimony, that is a powerful testimony. When the Lord spoke to her and said, he cannot shoot you, that God is so real and he knows everything that we're dealing with, every single thing that we're dealing with. I mean, I was terribly sick this week. You know, for four days. And I mean, it's like I have no idea where it was coming from. And I prayed to the Lord and just kept rebuking this thing. I don't know what it was. I didn't go get tested or anything. I just did not. I had a headache that just wouldn't stop. And I felt like, okay, I've had the flu years ago, so I know what that feels like because I've had a headache for like 3 months. And I say, Lord, I rebuke this. This thing will not come on me. And let me tell you, God just, I mean, put me in a deep sleep. And I was sweated this thing out. And for the last 2 days, it's like I feel so much better. I feel so, you know, I believe in the power of God, that the enemy wants to take you out when God has a mission for you. So keep in mind that if the enemy is trying to get at you, God does not give him permission. You know, only what can happen to you is what God allows to happen to you for his purpose, for his calling. And let me tell you something. It's like the devil keeps trying me, but God keeps delivering me because mercy says no. So I want you all to be mindful of that. We're going to go into our third and final prayer warrior with Sister Sargent. So at this time, we're going to open up the phone lines once again for all of you all who may have a special prayer request. This will be the time to give her your special prayer request. This will be our final prayer warrior as we're getting ready to get ready for our divine worship hour. Sister Sergeant, are you there? All right, let's see if Sister Sergeant is on the line. Sister Sergeant. Sergeant, one on your dial, you may have done so. I guess you in now, 8617. All right, looks like we have Sergeant online. He was here earlier. Here now, do we have a volunteer that would like to get and serve as our prayer warrior?
I can pray, Dr. Walker.
Well, who do we have?
The God
spoke
of you on your
foot.
Beyond.
Done. All right.
You know, you're
all right, we've got some noise in the background. Someone may just ask for numbers of your phone so I can mute everybody else out.
888-5439.
The last four numbers.
5439.
Okay. Oh, 5439. Okay, I've got you there. All right. If you have a special prayer request, give her your name and your prayer request.
Yes, I am Sister Jean. I'm asking for prayer for Pastor Dwight Gill and his families who remove and have new location. To strengthen him and that God will continue to enlarge in his territory. And for myself, Sister Jean, I'm going to go through some tests this week from the doctor. Pray that everything will come out as God would have it to be. Amen. Amen.
Hi, good morning. My name is Sister Joan. I'm asking for prayer for myself to have a closer walk with the Lord. I'm praying also for my adult children that they will give their hearts to the Lord, and I need a special prayer for a granddaughter of mine. Her name is Kylie. Kylie, please lift her up in prayer this morning. And also for my son, Kyle, who is away in school, please present them before the Lord. Thank you so much.
Is there anyone else?
Yes. Louis, could you please lift me up in prayer as I'm supposed to go for some diagnostic tests this week, next week? Thank you. So that everything will be negative in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Sister Evans, would you also lift our speaker up, Sister Evans, this morning as she presents the word? Would you mention her in prayer that God would keep her, give her the message this morning?
No,
yes. Yes, Sister Marjorie, one more request. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Just to lift up my church family, Pastor Baskin and his wife, and also my granddaughter, her birthday will Imani, her birthday will be on the 24th of this month. And also everyone to lift up all the people, myself and a lot of people who are going through bereavement, loss of their family members, and for all the sick. God bless you. Thank you.
Mm.
no one else, we will petition the throne of grace. Once again, I just want to also pray that God will intervene, because domestic violence is on the uprise during this time. So if you'll pray for that as well, Sister Dawn, that God will intervene into the homes of families, because domestic violence is on the uprise. Thank you for that. All right, we'll seek the throne of grace at this time.
You can hear me, right? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let us pray. Father, the psalmist tells us, let us bow down, let us worship our God. So as we come this morning, Father, you see that the curse, there are many, there, Father, but there's nothing impossible with you. As I come, I ask for a cleansing, that nothing, dear Lord, in me will stop these prayer requests from coming up to you as sweet incense. You delighted, dear God, in mercy, as you said in Micah 7:18, and these requests, dear Lord, it's all in your mercy that you will receive and answer. We pray for Sister Evans this morning as she go into prayer, dear Lord, for speak on behalf of you to your people. We say, as you said in Joshua 1:9, that I have put my word in thy mouth. So I pray that you will put your word in Sister Evans' mouth, because her words, God, cannot help us, cannot save us, but your word, you tell us that your words are life. And so, dear Father, that is what we desire. Life and life eternal. So we put Sister Evans in your hand this morning, that you may take a life call from your altar and place upon her lips, dear Father, that she may speak your word. We pray for Sister Lewis as she goes for her test, for test, and someone else is going for a test as well, diagnostics. We ask, dear God, that you will let your report, dear Father, be the report that they receive. You ask the question, whose report will you believe? And so we believe your report, because you said you wish above all things. And when you say all, dear Father, you mean all, that we prosper and be in good health. So as you, dear Father, as they go for these results and these tests, we pray that you'll send your Holy Spirit to fix them, dear Father, that they may be able to do your work, because a sick person, dear Father, cannot work for you. We pray, dear Father, for Mr. Gale, who has moved from one area, dear Lord, to another. I pray that you will use him mightily in this new vineyard that you have put him, dear God, because where he was before, dear Father, he did a mighty work. But we know, dear Father, that you move your people sometimes to different areas. And as you move past the Gale, I pray that you will use him mightily to do that which you desire him to do for you. Pray for Sister Joan. She needs a closer walk with you, dear Father, which is supposed to be all of us desire, because as you come, we need to be wrapped up in you, dear Father, that when you come, we'll be able to say, lo, this is our Lord and Savior. We have long waited for him, and he will save us. So we thank you for drawing Sister Joan closer to you. We pray, dear Father, for domestic violence. Oh, Lord, we know that is rampant, dear Lord, even in the children, in the schoolhouse. They are so cruel against each other. We know that's not of you. You come for peace, joy, love, long-suffering, and all those nice things. So violence is of the evil one. We ask, dear Father, that you put a restraint on him, dear Father, that he cannot bring these things into our homes, dear Lord. We know sometimes, dear Lord, we open the door. But you said, dear Father, you close doors that no man can open, and open that door no man can close. We ask that you close these doors in the name of Jesus. We ask, dear God, that you bind these things, dear Father. You say what we bind on earth, you bind in heaven. And we bind violence, dear Father, right now in Jesus' precious holy name. This morning, we ask, dear Father, for the grandson and the children of the young lady that asked for prayers for them, those that are in school. We ask that you cover them under the blood. Lord, we know they have taken even prayers out of the schools. If you take out prayer, you've let in the enemy. So we ask, dear Father, this morning that as we pray for these children that are in school, dear, that you will cover them under your blood, dear Lord. Children are the heritage of the Lord, you told us. And so we ask, dear Father, that you keep and care them and protect them. Pray for the church family, dear Lord, that you will cover our church families and Miss Marjorie's church family and all those that are going through bereavement. Dear Father, it is not your will that we be sad, dear God, but you know, even as you died on the cross, you stopped long enough, dear Father, to give your mother to John. So you know what bereavement is all about, dear God, because your heart was broken. So, dear Father, I pray that for all those families that are going through bereavement, dear Father, that you will comfort them. You said it was expedient that you leave, that the Comforter may come. And he is here, dear God. So as we ask for all these requests, dear Father, we ask that you scan them, dear Lord, and fulfill them to your name's honor and glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Dawn, for that powerful prayer. We certainly need to be praying for what's going on right now and all the healing. There's a lot of people right now that is going through, with this virus that are getting sick, and to see the powerful hand of God pulling them through, that is something we definitely need to keep everyone in prayer at this time. So we have a special message that is coming on. Yes, Sister Yvonne Evans. This is a lady that has, that she was like my right arm when I was working with Principal Walker, who is the brother of Dr. Walker, at a school in West Palm Beach. And at that time, I was a treasurer there, and she was one of the teachers. But she is a powerful woman when it comes time to prayer. We would intercede on the behalf of students. If they were sick that day, instead of calling the parents to come and pick them up, we would just pray and watch God do healing miracles. And or if there was, you know, parents that was in the office with Principal Walker, we would just pray on situations. And she's just a powerful woman when it comes to prayer and interceding. And it's just a privilege to have her on the line this morning to bring our message in a timely manner right now as we're you know, expecting a miracle in our life. It's really a pleasure to have her to come on board. We're gonna ask Sister Arrington, Sister Antoinette Arrington, to please introduce Sister Evans. I know I said, you know, a couple of words. I just wanted to say some personal words on her, but she will give our formal introduction to Sister Evans. Sister Arrington?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning. Are we ready now? Do you want me to do it right now?
We're ready.
Okay. My name is Sister Arrington, and I met Sister Yvonne Evans about 20 years ago. We met in West Palm Beach in a church, and it was a church, I think it was a church event. I might have even been a guest speaker at a health padding, and we met in the ladies' room. And it was an instantaneous bond. It was a kindred spirit. She had moved here from Boston, and she was very new to the community. I think I might have been even her first friend at that time. And, you know, little did we know that God was going to take us through many deep valleys. We went through many years of tears and years of prayer. We've seen each other go through defeats and triumphs and victories and healings. But many people do not know about Sister Evans. We all know her as a great woman of faith and prayer. But there was a time when she was a very sickly child and near death. And it was the faithful prayers of her mother, Claire,
who refused to believe the naysayers and those that were coming to the home from the church, and instead of praying and believing, were pronouncing death. Her mother threw them all out of the house, entered into her prayer closet, and declared that her child shall live and not die. And that was the beginning, I believe, of when the life of prayer, the spirit of prayer, the gift of prayer was birthed into Sister Evans's life. Sister Evans is a devoted and loyal wife to Brother Evans, who in and of himself is a wonderful testimony of her prayers, because a marriage that could have ended in shambles and devastating, she prayed and we prayed for 15 years for a miracle to happen, and it did. And now her husband is an elder and a mighty man of God. She has prayed for two sons. She has two sons, Gary and Sean, who have both come into the faith. And even though one has strayed and God is dealing with him, she has exercised prayer and faith again, and Sean has been restored. She's a loyal and devoted mother-in-law to her daughter, Pauline, her two granddaughters, Gabriella and Samantha. She is a faithful friend. She is a loyal servant of God. But we all know her, and her most cherished position is to be a true worshiper of God. She is a true intercessor on behalf of others. She's an encourager, as you just heard from a former colleague. She is gifted to encourage others. She has been called to birth an international prayer ministry. She has been faithful to the call in spite of the obstacles and even a health issue trying to destroy the prayer ministry. And that is where we have truly lived out raising the arms of one another. She considered me the Moses and she was Aaron, but God wanted her to step into that position, and through faithful prayers of the prayer ministry itself, she overcame once again a very daunting health issue that was interfering with her being able to pray and to be able to continue in this ministry. But she has persevered. She has prevailed. Many of you are going to be blessed. She is a very gifted person, not even aware of her own gifts and talents. She wants to be a vessel of honor to allow the Holy Spirit to work through. Many of you who know her, to know her is to love her. She's contagious, and she is going to bring you a message straight from the throne of God. So be blessed, everyone, as I introduce my sister from another mother. That is how we call ourselves, Sister Yvonne Evans. God bless you all.
Thank you, Sister Arrington, for that great introduction. To know Sister Evans is just, I don't know what it is. Words cannot put it, but thank you so much. I feel the same way. Right before Sister Evans come on, we're going to have a special song of meditation by Sister Joan Smith. Sister Joan Smith.
Is Sister Joan Smith available? Because I don't see her in the queue. Sister Joan Smith, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Last four numbers of your phone, please.
7759.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Sister. And the next voice you'll hear after this song will be Sister Evans. Thank you.
I can't take a heart that's broken and make it over again. But I know a man who can, and I can take the good and pieces and make it whiter than snow. But I know
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the Lord this morning because we know a man who can. I met that man when I was 13 and a half years old. I met that man who put me back together again. So I know personally, I know that man who can. Let us pray. Father, bless this message to my dear brothers and sisters. Even as the words go forth, let them recognize word of spirit and life. Lord, I know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When we hear you speak to us, the word is no longer the logos, the written, but it becomes the rhema, the living word of God. Let this message come alive in each
heart and bring healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen. This message is titled, How to Receive and Keep Your Healing. And we know when Jesus Christ was on earth, most of his ministry to the world was healing and deliverance. We know a man by the name of Naaman. He was filled with leprosy. And when he went to see the man of God, it was obedience. And all Jesus asked of us, no matter what and who we are, if we are not in obedience and compliance with his word, we will not receive. Naaman was a big man in the sight of his fellow men, but yet he came down with leprosy. He went to see the man of God, and the man of God told him, go wash yourself in the River Jordan 7 times. He was not in compliance. He began to rebel. Why should he leave his water, where he's coming from, so clean and beautiful, to get into a muddy river to go dip 7 times? No, I will not. Aren't we like that? His servant has to turn around and said, Master, you need to obey. So the first pointer this morning in this message is obedience. Obedience to the will, to the ways, and to the word of God. He went down in that muddy river Jordan. He dipped once, twice, 3 times, 4 times, but he was about to quit. Aren't we like that too? We try something 1, 2, 3 times, but about to quit and give up and give in. And God and his servant said, Master, keep going for 7 times. And he went down. And the 7th time, he came up shouting and rejoicing because he obeyed. He obeyed the servant of God by dipping 7 times. And so he came up rejoicing, receiving not just healing, but deliverance. Yes, we have that same opportunity. We need to make an appointment with God. Name and date and place. When we go to our doctors, we do not just walk in and let in an emergency. We call ahead of time. They gave us an appointment and we go in to see the doctors. If our condition merits surgery, they make an appointment and a place and the time that our surgery will be done. We need to be specific with our God, making our time, our place, and a method of our healing. God is a specific God. And there are a lot of pointers in this message this morning. And as we listen, not just with your ears, but with your heart. For receiving your healing, in other words, be specific with God about your desire. Many people are not specific things from God and receiving from him. John 3:16 reminds us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that was paid for at Calvary 2,000 years ago. Galatians 3:5 remind us, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? You receive from God by faith. Your faith helps you draw out of God's abundance in heaven for realities in this life. So you receive by faith. You also learn to keep your healing or miracle by faith. It does not matter how negative the test results are. Do not be afraid. Just believe God will heal you. And he will. There are two kinds of healing. One is natural healing, which comes through proper diet and exercise, or through doctors and medicine, nutrition, exercise, and physician are good because they work with and through the natural healing process God has instilled within our being. However, many times because of ignorance, there is a rupture or breach in the spirit and corruption enters and contaminates us so that the natural healing process are not effective. Brethren, the second type is supernatural healing. Hallelujah. That's the one I receive. That's why I'm so adamant about healing. When I see people don't receive, it does something to me because I receive a supernatural healing. Brethren, I spent 3 months in the hospital when the doctor told my mom, take her. We have done our best. And that's why in me, this is so deep. I receive a supernatural, not just healing, but miracle. Brethren, God does heal through physicians. But it takes the power of God to break the power of the devil. And many people don't believe that the devil is real or even exists. But preaching, doctors do all they can do, but they are very limited. However, Jesus, our great physician, is unlimited. He is Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Hebrew, for the Lord healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. Oh, yes, the Lord that healeth thee. He's the healer. In it does not matter what advice or what adverse life situation you are in or what the degenerated test, the test that comes back from the doctor reveals. It doesn't matter what. It does not matter. Don't be afraid. Just believe. We are not talking about healing by the physician's capital. And I always say that. We are not talking about that kind of healing, Gretchen. Or by taking medication or injection. We are talking about receiving supernatural healing through the law of faith. Hallelujah. Faith healing is exactly what it says it is. You are healed by faith, and you keep your healing by faith. That's a PowerPoint. Hear therefore that minister, he therefore that ministereth to you, the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth it by the works of the law
or by the hearing of faith.
Galatians 3:5. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Miracles and healing happen through faith. So if happens through faith, then we need to find out about faith. God has given us precious promises upon which to establish our faith, that by these promises, there is the key that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, yes, brethren, or intense desire of senses. 2 Peter 1:4, the divine nature of God is health, life, vitality, strength. 3 John remind us, beloved, I wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. God wants the best for us. God paid it all through his Son, Jesus Christ. He did not owe anything when he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, upon that cruel cross. When it was done, Jesus Christ looked up to his Father and he said, Father, it is finished. It was paid for. Yes, just about everyone believes God is big enough to do anything he wants to do. And most folks believe he used to do a lot of things. God made water come out of a rock. He rained down manna from heaven. He parted the Red Sea. He fed the Israelites with quail. He led them by fire by night and a cloud by day. Many folks believe God works miracles yesterday. But when you talk about God working miracle today, they are not quite sure because they themselves are not specific with their own requests to God. And therefore, they do not recognize God's answer. Brethren, God wants us to be specific. He is a specific God. Just the way you make appointments, as I said before, with the doctors, the time you go to see him, the time for surgery, the hospital where the surgery will take place. We can be specific with God regarding our healing. It's an accomplished fact. It's done over 2,000 years ago. Oh, yes. Our healing was already done. It's an accomplished fact. It's scriptural. It's biblical. It's in his word. Yes, brethren, after we receive our healing, how are we going to maintain it? So to keep your healing, number one, decide from your will, not your feelings, that its symptoms return, you are going to resist them. Yes, brethren. You're going to resist. Make it up. Not in your mind, but in your will. Yes. In your mind. In your mind. You received your healing by faith. You must now keep it by faith. The devil will leave for a while, but will return to see if he can catch you off guard.
he can come back into your life. Someone once said, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. 99 out of 100 people who have received healing and miracles discover that the devil returns to try to steal their healing or miracle. So you need to be prepared to defend your possession. Matthew 12:43-45 remind us, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Unless your life is filled with the power of God, the word of God, and some defense system, the unclean spirit will come back into your life and your condition can be 7 times worse. So you need to know the devil will make a play for you. When you receive salvation, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit of God, when you receive any revelation from God's word which activates and stimulates your faith. Therefore, prepare your heart before and during and after you receive personal ministry. It's personal. Mr. Luke also remind us in Luke 11:21, when a strong man harmed, keep at his house. His goods are in place. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusted, and divided his spoils. You want to make sure you stay harmed. How are you going to stay harmed? How are you or how are us going to stay harmed? Yes, brethren, he said, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He said, put on that whole armor. First, you got to guard your mind and your thoughts, because that's where the battlefield lies. Yes, brethren. Yes. The symptoms may come back, but if they do, you don't have to receive them. You must decide to believe God's word. Heaven and earth will pass away, Luke 21:23 remind us, but God's word will never pass away. Decide from your will, not your feelings, that if symptoms come back, you are going to resist them. Jonah 2:8 remind us, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Lying vanities are how things look in the natural. They that observe lying symptoms forsake healing and God's mercy. Instead of observing lying vanities, submit yourself to the word and resist the devil and he will flee. James 4:7 reminds us. And in Mr. Mark 11:24, yes, God, I have believed. Because God reminds us, he said, when you pray at the time of prayer, when the prayer is made, Mr. Mark 11:24, God, I have believed your word. I believe that I received when the prayer of faith was made, when I was anointed with oil, when they cast that spirit of infirmity out or away from me. I believe that I receive, and by faith I have received. I cleanse myself of all unrighteousness by the shed blood of Jesus. Yes, I am worthy because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, submit. We submit. I submit myself to what God said. I submit myself to God's holy word that will not pass away. It endureth forever. I submit myself totally to God. Brethren, we submit to God. Our feelings, emotions, how things look, how they feel, what I heard. Let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans 3:4 remind us. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Running in terror, that's how we will flee. Running in terror. When the weakest saints go down, he flees. He will run in terror. You must believe God's word more than believe the lying symptoms of the devil. 1:6-7. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. It's a wrestling match, brethren, and it's only the strongest will survive. It's a wrestling match. Have you ever looked when they're having that wrestle? They call it wrestling. The strongest survive, and the weakest is lying on that canvas. Brethren, we have to wrestle, because remembering they are more with us than they that be with them. Remembering that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Remembering that, yes, these are the word of God, and these are the rules. We have to comply. We have to obey. We have to be in obedience, brethren. And I'm coming down right now. I do not know how much time is left, but I'm coming down right now, brethren. These are the rules that God gave us, and we have to be in compliance. These are the rules. This is how we defeat the devil in our life. Resist him. Be consistent. Yes, brethren, have a plan. Yes, we have to be in compliance by the book, the rules that God gave us to follow. So, brethren, this morning, we have that abundant life. We have that abundant life. He gave that abundant life to us. All we have to do is to take God simple at his word. I believe, I receive. Some take longer than others. Some miracles, instant, but healing is gradual. God still works miracles. God still answers prayer. Let us be specific. Let us be to God specific. Like when we get that medication from the pharmacy and it tells you, take this pills or this medicine 3 times per day. Take with water. Take with food. And we are precise, brethren. We go according to what the doctors say to us. And he's just a man, brethren, on this line today. Let us listen to the word of God. Let us follow God's prescription. It's an action, and it's doing. Follow God's prescription. Follow his rules. Be obedient. Be specific. Let us take God at his word. Father God, this morning, your words are alive like they were 2,000 years ago. And I am impressed to pray this morning, Father, for every one of us on this device this morning. Because many are here listening. We have all kinds of complaints. We have all kinds of symptoms. And they linger all because of our doubts. All because of fears and anxiousness and panic mood that sets in. But we have to remember who we are and whose we are. So, Father God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. No one else, Lord. You see those this morning that are suffering with cancer. You see those this morning that are suffering with diabetes and high blood pressure, and even symptoms that the doctors cannot put a finger on. But Father God, this morning, you sent your word. Psalms 120 said, you send the word, and the word do not return void. Sometimes you hasten it because there's a certain condition that it has to be hastened. You hasten your word, you've got to perform it, Lord. There are many this morning that ask for requests. Lord, failing kidneys, failing heart. But God, this morning we come to you. We are laying hands on that part of the body that need healing, no, Father. The eyes that need to be opened all over this morning, dear God. Show yourself strong, oh God, and perfect, Lord Jesus. To those of us this morning who are laying hands on that part of the body that are weaker, sicker. Lord Jesus, you said if we agree, you said it shall be done. Oh, in the book of Joel 22:28, he said, whatever we bind here in the book of Matthew, and Mr. Job, he said, decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come into your presence. In the name of Jesus, this morning we take authority over Satan and all of his demonic forces. It's a foul demonic spirit from hell that come up against God's children. So we bind them up this morning. We command them this morning, because he said whenever we loose down here, he loose up there. Hallelujah. So we loose the bands that bound us this morning in sickness and diseases, the chain that chain us this morning, Father. We bind them up. We command them to loose us this morning. Loose God's children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God, living God, let our healing and the virtue of Jesus Christ flow to us this morning, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, working miracles, Lord. Oh, Jesus, upon those kidneys that need the creatine to come back, those prostrate that are bigger than it should be. Lord, this morning you send the word, Father. Those that are troubled with cancer, phase 1, 2, 3, and 4, Lord Jesus, those that have an intensive care unit this morning around the world, we pray this morning. Can you say whatever we bind here, you bound up there. So we bind up principalities and powers and forces of darkness and sickness and diseases. And so, God, that the Holy Spirit of God will pour out upon those who are listening this morning, all of us Holy Spirit of God, pour out, dear God, upon your children. Pour out upon your waiting congregation, because it is the Spirit of God that we need. Without the Spirit of God, we're like dead men bones and filthy rags. But with the Spirit of God, we're anointed. Oh, Jesus, this morning, come and take control as we pray this morning. Let healing flow. Let healing flow. And we believe, dear God, that we receive. I thank you, God, for empowering. I thank you, God, for speaking to me. God, I was afraid even to do this. But you said to me, you equip the call. You do not call the equipped. So thank you for equipping the call this morning. And that I was obedient, Lord. And I pray that this message will bless the hearers this morning, as we see different through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, not our feelings anymore. In Jesus Christ's name, with thanksgiving, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, Sister Evans, for answering the call. Thank you for the word, for reminding us that there's two types of healing, natural and supernatural, that we are seeking for the supernatural healing. God is still in the healing business. And beloved, I just want to remind you that God wants us to prosper in health. So we have to be specific with God. We have to let him know, as Sister Evans has said, what it is that we need, and decide, and if it comes back, decide to resist them. Decide to stand on God's word. Decide to believe in your healing, for your healing in faith. Decide to go on God's word, in God's word, to stand on it. As Mark 11, verse 24 tells us, therefore I tell you, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. With that word, we're going to stand on that word this morning, and to know that God is in the healing business, and he's here to heal us, to protect us, to keep us safe. Thank you, Sister Evans, so much for that word this morning. I want to remind all of our listeners to mark your calendars, please, for in 2 weeks, on January 29th, that we will be back on a program like this. So mark your calendars. And if anyone that's on this program that would like to participate on the program, please contact Sister Woodbury. This is Deidre Woodbury. I'm going to give you her number quickly. It's area code 561-452-0499. I'm going to repeat that again. That's area code 561-452-0499. Please contact Ms. Woodbury or any of our staff members for to be on the program, or if you know someone that you would like to participate on this program. And also remember to register tonight for the Spiritual Financial Independence session. You can register at drjessiewalker.com. Go on the website and register for that program. And also, brother, I'm going to ask Brother Peters, are you on? So that you can give a benediction. Brother Peters?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much. Can you please kindly give us our benediction?
Yeah, let us repeat the benediction. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Peters. And we're going to close out by wishing everyone a happy Sabbath. And special thanks also to Sister Lewis for her background support. Happy Sabbath, everyone, and may God bless you.
Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Mm-hmm.